This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And have you ever been underpaid? Do you know what to do if you reckon you have? Well, I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, editor-at-large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm not too bad. And getting underpaid, I feel like it's a fairly common issue. Have you ever been underpaid yourself, Julia?
I don't think so, but I can't really remember a long way back when I first started work.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's a bit of a head scratcher. I know that I've been underpaid a few times, but my work was always very good at fixing the issue. It wasn't like something that I'd intentionally done. It was just a, you know, gremlin in the system. But you go ahead.
That's the thing. I don't think people do it intentionally. You know, maybe some do, but I think most of it's just a miscalculation or not understanding something about your pay.
So what are some of the, I guess, the hurdles that come along with payment that can cause underpayment?
I guess, the rate of pay is number one. You know, there is a minimum wage for all employees, and it's just increased for a lot of industries by 1.75% in February. So you need to check what the minimum is for you, and it might be the minimum wage that is set by the government, or it could be one that's an award wage that's in your particular industry. So really you have to check what you're being paid under, and you can just ask your HR department, you know, what is the rate that they're paying you.
And I guess keeping tabs on exactly how much you work too.
Exactly. So, you know, you will have an agreement, whether it's that you're paid for each hour that you do, or, you know, maybe a prorated rate if you're doing less than a full week of 38 hours. But, you know, you've got to be on top of it. And, you know, you may have worked a public holiday or a weekend and you might be owed, you know, extra. So you've got to make sure that you're keeping on track, because mistakes do get made, as we know.
Of course, it may not be just your weekly, fortnightly pay, but superannuation is also something which gets conveniently missed sometimes when an employer is handing out the payslips, isn't it?
It is. And also, because you don't have to, the employer doesn't have to put your super into the super account except for quarterly, you might not be keeping track of it. And so what you need to do is just check in with your super account and make sure that it has been calculated and added in as regularly as possible, because there have been some horrible cases where super hasn't been paid, the company's gone under, and you've lost all that money that you thought that you had been paid.
So how does tax play into this, of course? Because tax is something that companies should be paying directly to the government rather than, you know, it ever actually coming out of an employee's own bank account when it comes to income tax. How does this come into it?
Well, you should make sure that you can see the tax that's going in that's on your pay slip. And if there is something like HEX that you know that you owe, make sure that that is being paid as well, because you don't want the bill to come to you at the end of the year. You've probably spent that money, or you haven't kept it aside because you've assumed it's been done on your behalf. So if you're earning over $46,620, then you should be paying the minimum of 1% into your HEX account. And so you need to just make sure that's happening, and that goes up incrementally until you're earning over $136,000, and then it's paid at 10% to, you know, pay it off more quickly. So you just need to make sure that the employer is doing it for you, because otherwise it's a bit of a horrible shock at the end of the financial year.
So I guess what's available to people who are pretty certain that they have been underpaid? They've gone through all the calculations, they've gone through all the possible, you know, problems that could have gone wrong, and they've realised, I have been underpaid. What do they do?
Well, the first thing I would do is go and see the HR department or your employer, just to say, well, look, you know, I think that I've been underpaid, because if, you know, it's a genuine mistake, they can rectify that. Otherwise, if it's not agreed that it was a mistake, you can contact the Fair Work Ombudsman at fairwork.gov.au or JobWatch, you know, to record what you think the issues are.
Well, I guess what are some of the, what's part of that process, which, because I know that it might seem a little daunting or like a little bit too much effort to be bothered to go through. What's that process actually look like?
I think the process is you just can email them and sort of figure out what your issues are, or you can, you know, call them and just ask them what the process is. But it's fairly straightforward. They get a lot of these calls, and so, you know, they'll help you work through it.
And I guess it all depends on how much you like your boss, whether or not you approach them and talk it through rather than going straight for the authorities.
Yeah, you might not feel comfortable, but, you know, it's a better result if it's possible to talk to your boss, to give them a heads up and to see what the issue is. But the super one, that's a big one. You know, make sure that your super is going in, check your super account balance, because that one has been, you know, a horrible one that people have abused in the past.
Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.